This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Strength is what we're talking about on the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com is how you can get a hold of us. 844-551-8255. You gain strength, you gain courage, you gain confidence by every experience where you stop and look what you fear in the face. You remember growing up, all the things you were afraid of? I don't know whether it's bugs or snakes or whatever. Some of those fears you got over, most of them you got over. Some of them you still avoid. A lot of people are, I don't touch no spiders, man. Leave me alone. I get it. But the things that you know that you must confront, you've probably gotten a hold of. If you have made yourself into an adjusted adult, you have to face your fears. I was talking to one of my nephews, and we were talking about the movie 300. Came on and we were talking and I was saying, yeah, I love these warriors. You know, I said, and what was happening was the guys were just beating this one guy down, but every time they'd show his face, he'd get up and he'd just go and attack the other, you know, the warriors, and then they'd, you know, beat him again. So it were three against one, and the younger guy was getting effectively initiated into the Spartans, and he was bloody mouth, and then he'd get up, and then, you know, it wasn't crying. He'd get up and go, okay, and then boom, he'd go to another one, and they'd beat him up. And so my nephew's like, well, what do you think they're doing? I'm like, I can tell you what they're doing. They're making sure that he understands in order to become a warrior, you have to continue to get up. It doesn't matter what the odds are. There's three Spartans here. You think you can't beat one of us. But every time he got up and he fought, and it reminded me of Cool Hand Luke. You remember the fight scene with George Kennedy? And I forget the main character, but you know who I'm talking about. Well, you guys don't. You're too doggone young. Paul Newman. Oh, yeah, you were going to guess it, right? Yeah, Paul Newman. He's fighting, and George Kennedy's just pummeling the guy. And he keeps getting up. Luke keeps getting up. And finally, Kennedy's like, just stay down. Stay down, Luke. And Luke gets up again, and Kennedy, pff, and finally, you know what happens? Kennedy walks away. Now, you may look at Luke beat up on the ground, you know, whatever, and Kennedy walks away because technically Luke won. Because he kept getting up, and he got up again when Kennedy walked away, his character walked away. That's how you win. You don't give up. It's about perseverance. You can take the next thing that goes along. You can live through the horror. Let's face it, people. We did. We lived through the horror of 8 years of the worst presidency in modern history, and that includes Jimmy Carter. I remember going with my grandparents, waiting in line for gasoline, going, you got to be kidding. And driving across town because my grandmother would go, it's a penny cheaper over at such and such. And we would drive, you know, 5 additional 10 miles or whatever to go save 10 cents in gasoline. I mean, it was bad times. So I understand it, but we got through it. And you face these things, and you're facing them every single day, bad bosses and all. This is why I talk, when these leftists talk about bully campaigns, I chuckle in the, I'm like, shut up. Don't be talking to me about a bully campaign. Bullies teach you lessons. I'm not telling you you want to be bullied. You don't want your kids bullied. But what happens is, think about it this way. Let one of your kids come home and say, yeah, this guy, he bullied me at school. The first thing you do is you spring into action as a parent. You're like, really? What did he do? What did she say? What? And you're trying to help him through it. Because let me tell you, there's an important life lesson there. This is a chance for you to give your child armor. And say, okay, here's how you're going to handle this. I can tell you, many times, people say, oh, it's a bully this. And I go, you know what you do to a bully? They go, what? You let him think you're going to get bullied. He's standing there. He thinks nothing's going to happen. And you haul off and just pop him right in the face. Don't think about it. You palm heel him right into the chin with all your might. He's not going to think it's coming. Don't you even give it 2 seconds of thought. The minute he opens his mouth, he's going to turn away or whatever. You just, whew, you palm heel him and you put your force of your body behind him. He's going down. And whatever happens next, don't worry about it. Because let me tell you, he'll never bully you again. He'll go, wow, I don't know what this guy's going to do. I can tell you right now, you cannot bully me. It doesn't want to. People, Kevin, I'm going to kill you. I'm going to beat you. Really? Okay. I wish I had that button I could push so you could see it isn't going to happen. And it's the strength that comes from having been in so, I mean, number one, I'm a trained fighter. That doesn't hurt. But it's the strength that comes from saying, bring it. And watching their reaction. And then when you did bring it and I was able to respond because I'm trained, I went, this is not as hard as I thought it was. Trust me when I tell you, it's easy. I got people out there listening to my show. They're buddies of mine, John Graven, one of the best martial artists on the planet. Dan, who's over in China training with monks and training people in Shotokan. In Hapkido in China. One of the best martial artists on the planet. Martial Arts Hall of Fame guys I'm talking about. Now, look, I'm not trying to make this into a fight. I'm just telling you, you gain your strength by saying, I'm not going to be your chump. I'm not going to be your patsy. And that's what do you think is happening right now to the conservative movement? What do you think Donald Trump has brought to the conservative movement? A guy who is fearless and saying, I'll say what I want to say. Let the media do what they want to do. You know what? I'm training. I got weapons of my own. And he uses Twitter. And he says, I'm a genius. And the media goes, he's dumb. I'm a genius. Now take that. Run away and explain it. Try to convince people that I'm not a genius when you looked at what I did from your, you know, worthless piece of crap president and what I've been able to do in a year. You compare my year to his and tell me who's the mental midget. That's strength. And that strength is what you're feeling. It's a sensation around you. It's palpable. When you get around people that support Trump, they don't just go, yeah, he's my president. Think about George, how you thought about George Bush. You were like, yeah, I mean, yeah, he's president. He's not Clinton. He's not Al Gore. That's all you could say. With Donald Trump, the people that support him go, that's a dude I can stand behind. That's a guy I can fight with. That's a guy who isn't going to abandon me. You think our allies feel the same thing? Of course they do. Why do you think these moves are being made? You think countries are not looking at our economy and the approach that Donald Trump is taking? You better believe they are. You did this. You warriors, your strength, your self-confidence, that's what did it. Short break, folks. We'll be back. Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville. can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. I got to tell you, things are looking really bad for Steve Bannon. Wow. This is a guy who was, you know, he had left the Trump administration. He was really on a high. And he ruined it. I mean, look, Donald Jr. said he squandered it, and he's exactly right. But I can't tell you I don't even know how you could get into the head of a guy like Steve Bannon to say, I'm gonna backstab Trump for my own personal benefit. Look, the way you gain favor with people when you work for him is you say, look, I get it. Everything that we do in this company isn't run on, you know, we don't run everything at 100% efficiency. We do the best we can. And you come in to help an organization, whether it's a company, an organization, whatever, you come in to help, and you're going to see the dirty laundry. I don't mean, you know, cheating and stuff like that. I'm talking about we're not efficient. Look, I was a management consultant to the largest companies in the world. I promise you, if I told you all the crap that went on in some of these companies that you'd go, why would I invest in them? But that's what they bring people like me in, is to come in, look at the situation, because you come in with fresh vision and you then say, let's fix this, that, and the other. And you make it a little bit better. Somebody else with a different set of experiences can do the same thing. That's why many times they work with multiple consultants, multiple management consultants. So that's okay. But when you leave, yeah, and you know, honestly, I think in our paperwork there were NDAs. But, you know, without an NDA, I'm not going to go somewhere and say, oh, this is a problem. When I would go into a company, and it's funny, I'll just give you a little management consulting. So let's say I've got two large companies that are in similar businesses, and I've worked with one and changed them around, made them profitable. Well, guess what? The competitor goes, well, they were using, you know, Kevin Jackson. So they call you in. And the first thing they do is, well, you know, so Kevin, tell us what you did over at Company A. And you say to them, why would I do that? Well, I mean, we just know you did a great job over there, and that's why we want you over here. Well, then fine. You understand that I did a great job over there. And that's all you need to know. I went in, I identified their problem areas, and I'll do the same for you. But if you think for 1 second, I'm going to tell you, oh, well, you know, they had inefficiencies in their supply chain, and they really didn't understand their customers, and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, they had far too much, you know, product in their work and process that they didn't need, and they could have done it a better strategy around just-in-time delivery or whatever. No, I'm not going in any detail. I will tell you nothing about them. And that's how you win business. Because it wasn't a test of how good are you. They know how good I was. I turned them around. I saved them $1.7 billion annually or whatever. What they want to know is, can you keep your mouth shut? That's what they want to know. Look, tell me your secrets. I'm not telling anybody. When I would do proposals, I'd say, yeah, so I had a situation with a company that had this type of scenario with their inventory returns, or they, you know, reverse logistics, whatever. But I would never give you a name. I'm talking about just in general. And I wouldn't give you enough detail to where you could figure out who it is. It was strictly, here's a problem we faced that's similar to yours, and how we were, you know, how I'm going to fix it. And I was able to bring this much to the bottom line, recurring revenue, not just a one-time fix, recurring revenue. So you can put this on the bottom of your bottom, you can put this at the bottom line every quarter, right? That's the way you talk. But you're not getting a secret out of me. You could give me sodium pentothal. You could waterboard me or whatever you want. I'm not telling you anything about my client. And that's how you gain loyalty. And that's why people like Donald Trump put you in their inner circle. And that's why I don't know anything about Bannon in that respect, but I don't understand why this guy would squander that. And even when you're out of the inner circle, let's say you didn't fit. Donald Trump, his loyalty is, look, you weren't very good, but we're going to leave it amicably, and you go along your way. I've given you the opportunity to make yourself good. Think about this when The Apprentice. People went on that show, and they get kicked off. But even after you were off the show, because you were on it, you could you know, go write a ticket here. You could say, hey, I wrote a book about my deal on The Apprentice. And as long as you didn't air any dirty laundry about Trump, and I'm not saying dirt. I'm saying just, oh, it wasn't, you know, he was, whatever. If you didn't get all petty, he didn't go forth and multiply. But if you attack him, he's going to attack you. End of story. Because the rule is, you have the ability to go earn now. Anybody associated with the Donald Trump campaign is instantaneously on the speaking circuit, making a lot of money, and things are going well. Instantaneously, run with it. Steve Bannon left. People thought the man was a guru. Trump wasn't gonna deny it. He would just like, if Steve Bannon had written a book saying, you know, yeah, I was part of the team. Trump's a genius. You know, I felt like I contributed, blah, blah, blah. He could write a book, get a $10 million advance, good as gold. In fact, Donald Trump would bring him in, and, you know, it would be mutual admiration society, even though Donald Trump would have said, you're not good for my team. He'd still hold you close. You know, he'd allow you access. Steve Bannon has cut the umbilical cord. He will never, repeat, never be back in the good graces of Donald Trump. It's one thing, folks. It's loyalty. It's the reason why, as much as I'm going to describe myself as a jerk. I don't honestly believe I am, but I'll go with what I, you know, some people may perceive. Look, here's my thing. You will take me or leave me. I'm not changing my personality for you. If I make you feel weak, so be it. I'm not going to go, oh, Jesus, this person feels weak when I'm around them, so I need to change. I'm not changing anything. I'm there to grow you as a person. I mean, if you want to do that, the same way, I'll look at your qualities and go, wow, that's a great quality in that person. I want to adopt that. But I'm not going to feel weakened by it. I'm not going to go, wow, that person's really good, you know, marketer. He really knows that. Oh, geez, I'm going to stay away from him. He's just such a jerk because, you know, he's a... No. I'm going to take that and go, wow, that's a good quality. I'll look at that as a quality. But I'm not going to, and I'm not changing the way I am unless it's changing myself for the better. And it will be because I want to do it. That's the way I see it. So that when I look at the way of, you know, how, what people want, what I want from my team, for example, I want loyalty. It doesn't mean you're not going to go on your merry way, and it doesn't. But I'll freely admit, we've made so many mistakes in running this organization, it's crazy. I say it up front. That's why you bring people in, to help it, to improve it. For the record, if you want to be part of this team, we would love to have you, because we make mistakes, and we have fun making mistakes together, because you know what we managed to do in the last 9 years? We've managed to actually make a difference. To grow it in spite of those mistakes. And that's what Trump is saying. I'm going to make mistakes. I'm not worried about that. I want loyal people who are going to help me grow this because I know what we can accomplish. And Bannon abandoned that. I don't get that. He's smarter than that. At least I thought he was. Now he's out there begging for buttermilk. You know, look, this is not going to end well for him. I'm telling you. And the dude has suddenly become toxic, and I feel sorry for him. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Tycoon, you know who else is a tycoon? Is Donald Trump.
Yes.
He's also from Queens.
That's
you're
different.
From Queens.
I just felt funny when you said that.
Well, you're two tycoons, two guys made good from Queens. Have you met the man? Is he anything like the friends back in the neighborhood?
I didn't know so much new things have came out about Donald since he's been the president of America.
I think we've learned a lot.
Yeah, I think this was like, to be honest, I think it was like an accident. Like when something happens by accident, you're not prepared for it. And then it's like, I think he was trying to get a great renegotiation for The Apprentice. And then
he just wanted to go back to NBC and say...
He wanted to lose the presidency. He didn't want the job.
Well, that's what this new book says, yeah.
Yeah, he did. Then when you win, you go, what the f***? So now I gotta be the president?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, man.
That was my reaction, too.
That's how I go. Like, you know, like, he does things and I recognize the things why he's doing.
What do you mean? Recognize
like,
what?
Like, recently he was saying something like, I got a bigger nuclear button.
Yeah.
Like, that's like, stuff you do in the neighborhood. Like, like if you know somebody got a problem with you, you'd be like, if you want a problem, no problem. You know, and he's doing, that's like, he's bluffing, like you bluff, that's how you bluff, but you don't bluff with the entire world? What the
f***? That's exactly what he's doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Because he don't want that smoke. We don't want that smoke, like none of us. We don't want that to take place. But he's like, yo, I got a bigger nuclear button than you.
That was Stephen Colbert interviewing, political prognosticator 50 Cent. Yeah. And 50 Cent chimes in on, yo, you can't go threatening the world. Oh, you mean like Iran? Oh, you mean like North Korea? Yeah, you can't go threatening the world. That's not the proper response. Everybody, Trump's deranged. He wants to push the nuclear button. We're back to that again. I don't know how you guys feel, but I love that Donald Trump said, I got a bigger butt in North Korea. You know, in case the world wasn't aware, we're the superpower. He can threaten all he wants. If I push my button, he's gone.
Oh, he can't go do it. That's a terrible diplomacy.
No, it isn't. Don't let anybody fool you. See, there's an education happening here. They want you to believe that's crazy talk. That's not crazy talk. That's truth. What Donald Trump said, I would dare anybody on the left to tell me whether or not it's true or not. Because you're saying the man is deranged for saying the truth. Now, you could say, as 50 Cent implied, you don't go threatening the world. He didn't threaten the world. He responded to a threat. So if somebody threatens you, you should just go, whatever. Maybe there's some cases like that. But let me tell you, the world is watching. What's funny to me is how backwards these people are. And this is the same level of thinking, quite frankly, that has ruined politics. Oh, the diplomacy would be to do what? The diplomacy would be to say, hey, chump, you want to mess with us? I promise you, I'm going to rain a crap load on you that you will never forget. Don't you dare try to threaten my citizens. I told you guys what I would do. I told you right, don't elect me president of the United States, because if you think that that was hot, I will be all over the world talking about, hey, hot zone. I would like Trump taking away money from these clowns that don't support us. Are you kidding? Kevin Jackson, president? Let me just say, President Jackson, I would issue executive orders is ceasing all funds immediately to any country that did not go toe the line with whatever our foreign policy was instantaneously. And then I'd fight it in court. I'd cease it immediately. You can't fund that. And then I take it to the American people. Do you want to fund terrorism? Let me tell you what this country did against us. Let me tell you what this country did against us. And I'd get a popular opinion. I would threaten any country. If you, China, Russia, any of it. If you cyber sleuth do anything against us, I'm going to start. Here's going to be DEFCON 1, 2, you know, 4, 3, 2, 1. And when you get to 1, you're cut off. We will not do business with you. We won't do business with people who do business with you. You'll be done. And it's the same way I'd handle Medicare, Medicaid. If you're fraudulent, if you're a doctor and you commit fraud, you're off the, you can never participate in the system. If you're a person who knowingly commits fraud in any of these systems, you are off our system for life. I'm not going to play. You think Trump's, this is not radical, this is normal. Let me ask you, what would you do if you had an accountant and he embezzled? Would you let him continue to be an accountant? No, you strip their license. If you have a doctor who's a complete incompetent, who over-medicates or does something, would you allow, or kills his patients, you know, for fun, would you let him continue with his medical license? No, but we let people that threaten us, we let Congress people who, you know, cut crazy deals that have no benefit to the American public, we do nothing to them. We don't take their licenses away. We don't do anything to these people. We are not hard enough. There are people out there going, hey, preach, but I'm a little afraid. It's okay. You'll get over it. You'll get over it. Yeah. The fact that Donald Trump says, I will protect my citizens. I told you guys, a woman would be able to run butt naked through Riyadh in the Middle East if she had an American passport in her hand and nobody would even look at her. That's how safe you could feel as an American citizen if it was a President Jackson running things. Because I ain't going to play with your safety. Muslims coming over here killing us. MS-13 gang members. I would have MS-13. Man, they would be too scared to operate in America. I'll put it that way. I'd have hit squads against MS-13. And I'd tell them. I'd say, we just formed a special task force. And they do nothing except hunt down MS-13 El Salvadoran gang members and any other gangs associated with them. You want to be in a gang? You're being hunted. Because we're going to make America's streets safe. That's what I do. Yeah, y'all think what you want. And let me tell you something. People, I don't know what you're thinking out there. Are you thinking Kevin's crazy? Fine. Think I'm crazy. Look, I can tell you this. This is sanity. What I just described, every single thing that I described is nothing but sanity. And the only reason why, if you have any squeamish ideas around what I just said, is because you've been indoctrinated. You've been made to believe that, you know, oh, we've got to be more judicious, and Kevin, we've got to really be able to understand the other side. Yeah, so, I know, terrorists, all they need is an opportunity, and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know what, they have opportunities. We've given money to Pakistan billions of dollars for decades. And you know what they've done? They haven't built infrastructure and put people to work and gotten these kids' minds off of being suicide bombers. They've used that money to create more terrorists. And it's not going to happen. You come to, and I'll tell you, there's some laws in this country that are far too lax. Far too lax. Yeah. And there are people out there shaking their heads with me in agreement, because you're going, yeah, it's about time somebody say something like this. And you've been saying it for a long time. And you're waiting for somebody to take that on and do it. And the closest you're going to get to my ideology is Donald Trump. It's the closest you're going to get. See, I'd even take a harder stance against young black thugs and people like that. Trump's going to, he's going to soft shoe it. He's going to soft shoe that a little bit. He's going to think about the ramifications of it to the party, because he has to. He's a white dude. As a black dude, I say, let me explain something to you silly Negroes out there. You kill a cop, you're going to get executed. And if I can do it as an executive order, I'm going to execute you right away. I'm not even going to wait. Say bye to your families. You know, when we pick you up, that's the last time they're going to see you. I know, it's radical. I'm a radical. That's why I told you, don't ever vote for me for president unless you want change up in here. Because I'm going to give you some change you can seriously believe in. I'm going to clean up these streets. That's right. And I'm going to deal with all these other things that the left tries to convince you are good for, you know, you name it. I'm going to clean it all. But the closest you're getting to it is Donald Trump. He's I'm not going to say a saner version, because my version is not insane. But he's a more palatable version of what I would bring. Just being honest. I'm keeping it real. People say, Kevin, why don't you run for office? I just gave you my platform. And I know a lot of you are going, but that's, I'll vote for you for that, Kevin. Yeah, but the world isn't ready for me just yet. But they are ready to start embracing some of these ideas. And the way that they embrace that is when you strengthen. It isn't about how strong Donald Trump is. Trump is who he is. Trump is there. He's going to lead whether you come along or not. The only thing that's going to sway public opinion one way or the other in this whole crazy world is how many people follow. And that's why the left tell you.
The polling numbers are down. Trump can't get any followers.
Trump has plenty of followers.
Kevin Jackson
on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Putting an end to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Let me ask you about the climate here in Washington, this new book about the White House, a lot of debate about it. As a politician, the president has responded by talking about his mental stability. Why do you suppose he did that when instead he could say, forget this book, we've passed tax cuts, we're defeating ISIS, we've nominated a bunch of judges? Why do you think he did that?
You know, I don't know. I guess my first response was this was sort of a gossipy book, kind of like a Kitty Kelly book back from, you know, when I was in high school. I remember her books would come out. Nobody really believed them. They were treated as, you know, sort of like a sitcom or treated as a television show. They weren't really treated seriously by the media. I do think from my experience, when I look at the president, I've been around the president quite a bit. I've been in the White House quite a bit with him. I can give you one example that I think really shows his great insight and ability to cut through to the chase and do things that ordinary politicians don't do. And that's when I took in the idea of letting individuals join together to buy insurance across state lines. Every politician, Republican and bureaucrat in Washington, said we couldn't do it, and they hadn't done it in 30 years. He looked at the original law. He told his lawyers, look at the original law and see if the interpretation of these previous government attorneys have been correct. And he had the wherewithal just to say, no, we're going to let individuals join these groups so they can get cheaper insurance and perhaps better insurance as well, and perhaps get insurance for people who don't have insurance. But he did that because he's different than any other politician. And now we have all these, you know, wiseacres out there wanting to criticize and be presumptuous about trying to judge someone's intelligence. I can tell you, he's got the wherewithal to do things that no politician's been able to do, and in a good way.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. That was Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul. And to Rand Paul's credit, I spent a little time with him back when he was actually considered one of the front runners of, you know, when they were going to be declaring who was going to be in there. Rand Paul was a serious contender, and he had swung through my little village and sat down with him. And I got to tell you, the same way he described Donald Trump as being open to these ideas, I said identically the same thing about Rand Paul. People asked me, what's he like? I said, so I'll give you an example. I said, you know, we were talking about going to, he would come to town over this Ferguson thing. We were talking about business building aspects and specifically tailored to the minority community. He was going to meet with the NAACP, which a lot of people criticize. And I said, oh, you don't criticize that. He's having a meeting. But he explained how he was going to talk to him in about 3 to 5 minutes. And when he finished, you know, everybody kind of wanted to jump in and they were like, you know, it's a good idea, this, that, and the other. And I said to him, I said, Senator Paul, you know, with all due respect, if you go over there with that message, number one, you're going to hurt yourself with conservatives. And number two, you're going to give the wrong message to the NAACP. And I said, and let me explain why. And I talked to him about it, and we went through it from a perspective of what's going to be the view of it. How's the NAACP going to milk this? But then let's really look at it from a practical policy point of view. And I covered both of that in about two and a half minutes. And you could see him looking at me, and he wasn't offended at all. He was like, huh. And so I said, big mistake, because they're looking for somebody on the right to become the poster child that they will hang over the head and go, look at what Rand Paul said. And I said, but let me explain to you how these policies that you're proposing are going to be manipulated and how they're ultimately going to hurt blacks. And when I was done, I finished up. Another thing came up, 2 or 3 minutes, you know, more chit-chat, whatever. And then about 5 minutes later, Rand Paul references exactly what I said and said, you know what? In response to what Kevin said, I think he's right. I think that I'm going to have to look at this a little different. And he, on the spot, changed his view. And it wasn't like I'm going to placate this young black man. He just said, it makes sense. I hadn't thought about it that way. And I think to myself, I remember leaving that meeting saying, this is a guy I could vote for. Because I'm a relative nobody. You know, yeah, one of my buddies who's a wealthy man put the meeting together, told Rand, you got to meet this kid. He's pretty bright. And so that's how we ended up in the dialogue. But the fact that this guy was so, you know, yes, you know, just a different point of view I hadn't thought about. I thought, how cool is that? How cool is that for conservatives? I want you to consider that for a second. There wasn't any argument. It wasn't, oh, Rand Paul, you are so, man, you over there trying to do this, that, and the other with black voting. And no conservatives were beating him up about going over to give our message. Nobody. Everybody, I mean, I'm not going to say other people weren't, but in that room, people were like, yeah, I think it's a good idea, you know, blah, blah, blah. And they were framing out things. And when I came up with an idea, something that he hadn't heard, and let me tell you why he hadn't. Because Rand Paul, number one, grew up in a home where he didn't have to think about issues of black and white. And as much as he's a very bright guy, he hadn't considered all the angles to that, and particularly from that perspective. That's how you build a team. And so I'm giving him something that he flatly just didn't know, a perspective he didn't know. And instead of feeling insecure and little, he felt strong. Yeah. See, I could go into all the different things I've learned about strength. But here's one of the bigger issues around it. A calm mind brings inner strength and confidence. That's what it does. And the way you're calm, and because people ask me all the time, Kevin, how do you go up there and stay this way when you're arguing with these leftists? I go, why am I going to get upset with them? It's like people that they start these dialogues with me, Kevin, you know, you're a piece of crap. And I go, you're a piece of crap times two. And then they, you know what they end it with? I'm going to post all this information and say, you know, here's what you told me back. And I said, no problem. Go post it. And then they're like, what? And I said, yeah, because what I'm going to do then is I'm going to turn all this over to my attorney. He's going to sue you and we're going to be done. I'm going to own whatever you have. I don't care. You wrote to me in a private message. I responded back to you. You didn't tell me, I'm making a book. I'm going to put this all out there. Now, suddenly, after I've kicked your butt, you want to go, oh, yeah, I'm going to show people how you really are. I promise you, it isn't that I have, and just for the record, radio audience, I don't care if you ever read any of my threads when I have these arguments with leftists. In fact, I may publish a book about it myself. But here's the reason why I bring it up. When these people come to me, they expect that I'm just going to roll over and be a little hurt puppy. Oh, my gosh, I'm sorry. What did I do wrong? Can I be better for you? And I'm like, no, you call me a piece of crap. I call you and your mother a piece of crap. And so then they're like, oh, you're very different than you said. Yeah, I'm not different than I seem. I'm different than you think I should be. But anyway, they do that. And I go, I'm not worried about you doing. Go ahead. Post it in the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, wherever you know, fictitiously want me to believe you can post it, and I'm going to own you. And it's only I'm going to do it just out of spite. Because it isn't because I don't care that I care about the information. What I say in a tweet, I'd say to your face. What I say on the phone, on the radio, behind the computer, I will push a button and say it to your face. And it isn't because I'm trying to be, you know, the toughest guy in the world. It's because I stand on principle. That's it. And that's why I have a calm mind. And I bring that inner strength and that confidence. And you should too. Because you are right. We are right about what we're doing. We are not in this for some some ideological bent that says, I just want to defeat their ideology. I don't really care about their ideology if it doesn't impact me. I don't want my ideology to impact them. You want to know what's good about our ideology? Huh, conservatives? When it impacts people, it impacts them positively. Positively. The majority of the people benefit when we do what we do. That's why I'm a conservative. I don't care if you want to have earrings in your ear and body art and all the other stuff. But don't get mad at me when somebody doesn't want to hire you because they say, you know, we're looking for a sales executive to go sell, you know, IT services, and you're great at it, but you've got devil's bumps on the top of your head and you've got your teeth looking like vampire. They're probably not going to hire you. And it isn't discrimination. You know, they're looking at the least common, they're saying, what is the least path of resistance to me getting the order? They don't want somebody looking at you going, what the heck is this? They want you to go in, hi, my name's Kevin Jackson, I'm with so-and-so, I've heard we've got an issue we want to discuss, I think I've got some great news for you, I'm interested in sitting down and going over this with you because I'm excited about you, you know, whatever. When people bring you in to problem solve, they want to feel confident. Why do you think management consultants are brought in so they can go, oh, let me tell you, the thing that I've heard many CEOs say in meetings when I was coming up through the ranks, they'd go, and I was watching other people do this, and they'd say, look, stop telling me what I already know. I know what my problems are. I've heard that. Yeah, I heard enough times to go, don't do that. They want to know how you're going to fix it. And they don't want, you know, they want to know you've analyzed it and you know how to fix it. And that's the confidence that Donald Trump brings. And that's what bothers the left, is he has that kind of confidence because he knows what he's doing. I've got to leave it there.
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.